Well, this morning and this week's time of Lent and reflection is the reflection on temptations. And I have to tell you, one of the things that does happen on a walk to Emmaus is a lot of wonderful food. And during times in between breaks, we have a snack room. The snack room was probably my greatest temptation. As I would walk in and there would be this bounty of beautiful looking food. And you would think, well, I got to try that one. It looks so good. And I've got to try that one. And it looks so good. And Friday's a long way away before I have to weigh in. But maybe I can eat those carrots. And then, but it didn't work. I succumbed, I think, each time I walked into that snack room to a temptation of food. So when I listened this morning to this scripture about how Jesus was tempted by the devil for 40 days while he was eating nothing. 40 days. Of course he was famished. He had to be. Nothing. And when the devil asks him to command a stone to a loaf of bread because he could do that, I would think, of course he would. Of course he would. I couldn't resist. They had the best oatmeal cookies. I couldn't resist the oatmeal cookies. And I hadn't, and I'd only eaten like an hour before. 40 days of hunger. And his response to that temptation is what we need to focus on. His response was, we don't need to live on bread alone. One does not live by bread alone. He immediately went to his life of faith. He immediately went to that place of strength and fortitude in God the Father. So then, that's that kind of earthly temptation that we all have, the temptation of stuff. But then the second temptation that he receives from the devil is one of power and control. I give you all of the world because it's mine to give. Is power and control ever a temptation for you? Do you ever have to control things in your environment? Do you ever have to want to have power over not just events, but sometimes over people, children? And that just seems to be something that doesn't always work. But have you met the person who is such a controlling, powerful person that they're difficult to live with because you feel boxed in by it? Power and control is a really heady temptation that maybe if I control this, then I'll get my life straight. Or maybe if I can control that, maybe if I could control my secretary, we could get worship straight. Control and power just seem to be something we want to be tempted by. So that's the next temptation Jesus deals with. Now remember, always remember, this is a man who hasn't eaten for 40 days, who probably just wants to get out of the desert at this point. And he's been tempted. In Luke, very different from Matthew, he's been tempted for all 40 days. Matthew has him fasting for 40 days before the temptations start. In Luke, the devil's been harassing him for 40 days. And his response to this is, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. What if that were our response for the things we wanted to control, or the things we wanted to have power over, or the people we wanted to control or have power over? What if we surrendered all that to God so that we could worship only God and serve only him, and God could take control of those things we seem to want to hold on to? What would our lives be like if we did that? We have Jesus to show us that it can be done. And then that third one was, the devil's being really tricky in the third one, because he brings Jesus to that place where Jesus feels, where he feels Jesus is centered around, which is the temple. He brings him into Jesus's world, into the world of faith, and to the world of God, into the world of the kingdom of God. And he brings him up to the cross on the top of Plank Chapel. No, to the top of the temple. And he says to him, using scripture. Okay, now he goes, I'm even going to use his words. Throw yourself down, because the scriptures say he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up. So it's one of those, go ahead, leap. You can leap. The angels will catch you. You won't break a single bone. At the men's walk, I had some men hanging out. They were hanging out at a railing, and they were looking down. I said, what are you looking at? And they said, we were wondering if we jumped, if we'd break anything. What's the answer would have been, yes, it was pretty high up. But the devil's saying to Jesus, you won't break a thing because the angels are going to come and support you. For those men, bones would have been broken. But Jesus' answer is very simple and complete. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. How many of us test God? How many of us test God? Have you ever had that had that prayer that says, I'll believe God if you do this, then I'll do that. That's testing God. That's testing God. And Jesus says, there's no need to test God. Don't put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus' response to every temptation that the devil put at him was God. This is where my faith is. This is where Jesus was, right here. You and me, Lord. When a temptation comes your way, whether it's something very physical and earthly, whether it's one of those needs to be in control of something, or if it's that need to test the Lord, just remember, you and me, God. You and me, God. But Satan, the devil, is never finished. As it says here, when the devil had finished every test, he departed from him for an opportune time. Never, ever believe that you've licked it. Never, ever believe you've gotten through it all, because as soon as you think, hey, it's you and me, God, and we got this, something's going to come along and say, do you? I think my favorite book of C.S. Lewis is the Screwtape Letters, where this agent of the Lord, of the devil, is talking to his manager and saying, you know, these humans, all I have to do is let them be human. And we got them. We got them. Because they'll forget Jesus, they'll forget God in a heartbeat. We just have to put a little bit of wrinkle in. And we don't have to really do huge temptations. They don't have to put us on the steeple of Plank Chapel. They just have to put a small little bump in the road, like a flat tire or something that just causes us to move gossip, causes us to move out of that you and me space. Read the Screwtape Letters sometime. It's really, really thin, but it makes you think about who we are as followers of Jesus Christ and how easy it is for the devil to find an opportune time to tempt us away from a strong and loving relationship to God. So if you ever want to go on a walk to Emmaus, just let me know. And maybe that might be a place where you walk a little bit closer and you come back a little bit stronger. And you can stand with Jesus in those times of temptation and say, don't put the Lord of God to the test. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.